Good morning. We're going to start the halachos of bedikah and beer. So we gave the introduction yesterday about the mitzvah satara of regards to the Isra of chametz and the mitzvah to destroy chametz. And we said there are halachos of bedikah and beer beyond the halachos of bittul. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taflamet Aleph starts the halachos of bedikah and beer, and he goes for many siman in discussing bedikah and beer. What he does not discuss beforehand is what types of chametz go into the Isra of the Torah and what would be included in the mitzvah of bedikah and beer. In Siman Taf Mem Beis, he discusses the halachas of what type of chametz are also to have in your possession, what types of chametz you're going to be over the Isra by Yirah and by Yemotzeh, and the mitzvah of bedikah and beer apply to. Specifically, the question I want to talk about today is the size that you're looking for. You're going to be doing bedikah and then beer. What size items are you going to be looking for? Are you looking for little crumbs? So, in regards to the din of bittul, remember we said that together with bedikah and beer, there's a loch of bittul. So, anything which is bottul, really, you're not over this by your yamotzeh. So, the Mor says that little crumbs, that perurim, little crumbs, are automatically bottul. They have the same status as bittul, which we had this idea before, that something which is insignificant in your eyes, and it's valueless in your eyes, is not, it becomes ownerless, it becomes insignificant, and you're not over this by your rabbi yamotze by having such items. So that would make sense, and therefore there's no din of bedikah and beer as well. There's no union of being mevatalit, it's bottle automatically. There's no union of doing bedikah and beer because it's so small that it's insignificant. Furthermore, they said the second reason why we do bedikah and beer is because we're afraid the person might come to eat it. Well, if that's, we're afraid the person might come to eat it, little crumbs in general people do not pick up and eat. So a person is not looking for little crumbs. However, there is a halacha which says that the iser of let's go back a step. The Gemara is very clear that the iser by Rabbi Yemotzeh, the iser derais, a person only transgresses if a person has a kazayas of chametz. Person has a kazayas of chametz, there's an iser by Rabbi Yemotzeh. A person has less than a kazayas of chametz, person is not over the iser by Rabbi Yemotzeh. So theoretically, we should be looking for something that only the size of a kazayas and larger, however you define the size of a kazayas. However, the Gemara says that when it's in the house, since the piece is less than a kazayas, you might sweep them together, and together they'll be, once they're sitting together, and they become as if you have a kazayas of chametz together. If you have half a kazayas one place, half a kazayas somewhere else, you don't have a kazayas. But here, it's within the same house, the same floor. You might bring it together and have a kazayas. Therefore, even before you bring it together, it's considered as if you have a kazayas and you have a chiyuv of beer, which means you also have a chiyuv of bedika to be able to then destroy it. That being said, even so, the Mor says that perurim, which are so small that people find insignificant, we're not worried about that. We're talking about this concern that you might bring together pieces. They have to be of some size of significance that a person would want to bring them together, and then he might use them. Apparently they had more than the 5-second rule once upon a time. So the Poskim suggests that the size, what we're talking about, is about the size of a Cheerio. So something of a Cheerio is something a person, leaving aside the 5-second rule issue, a person might pick that, might decide to eat, and something a person might decide to bring a few together and use them. Right? He's not going to make a bowl of cereal out of one Cheerio, but he finds a few of them, and say, I have a few Cheerios over here, let's eat something. So it's not bottle memela, it's not automatically bottle, it's not insignificant. And when you bring them together, you're going to have a kazayas, and therefore there's going to be a chiyuv of bedikah and beer. But anything less than a kazayas, anything less than the size of a Cheerio, of that type of size, really there's not a concern about the issues of bayir b'yamotzei, not whether you're going to come to eat it, and not whether you're going to be over this or bayir b'yamotzei, because it's considered insignificant, and a person it would be memela bottle. Therefore, when a person is preparing for bedika, this last point over here, the Shulchan Aruch, when it presents the idea of cleaning for Pesach, it presents it as a way to facilitate a good bedika. Because if it's really dirty, it's difficult to do a good bedika. So you clean up enough that you'll be able to do a good bedika. So you're clearing up enough in order to be able to look for pieces of the size of a Cheerio. You're not looking, you're not trying to clear up and get rid of every single vestige of any dirt or, which is in the house, etc. So when a person is preparing for the cleaning process, they are doing the cleaning process, they have to be aware of what they're trying to do. And the same thing when a person is doing bedika, we have to be understand what we're looking for to be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Have a good day.